We're learning more about two people at the center of events in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Police say Rustin Shesky is the officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back on Sunday, igniting protests. Officials have also identified the 17-year-old from Illinois who allegedly shot and killed two protesters in Kenosha. Latoya Dennis is with Milwaukee Public Radio, WUWM. And Latoya, I want to start with Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old suspect on social media. He supported President Trump and the Blue Lives Matter movement. What more are we learning about why he was there?
Yeah, you know, he basically has said that he was there to help protect businesses. And he, from social media video that is circulating that was taken before the shooting, he said that, you know, it was his job to be there as though, you know, he was helping the police and he felt that that was here where he belonged. We know that growing up, he was part of a police cadet program and that, you know, he really loved police officers and appreciated the job that they do in communities.
We mentioned the officer who shot Jacob Blake, Rustin Shesky, who has not been charged. We didn't even know his identity until yesterday. What else do we know about the circumstances of the shooting and what repercussions he's likely to face?
Yeah, so at this point, when it comes to Rustin Shesky, as you said, his name was finally released yesterday by the Wisconsin Attorney General. He had been on the Kenosha Police Department for 7 years. And when it comes to what led up to that shooting, it said that Jacob Blake was at a home where his girlfriend lived. He wasn't supposed to be there. It sounds like there was some sort of restraining order. And the police were called. Shesky was one of the officers who showed up at some point. I'm not sure what happened, but officers used a taser on Blake that didn't work for whatever reason. That's when we see him walking around the vehicle. He opens the door, and then we see the officer grab his shirt and fire 7 rounds into Blake's back. At this point, we know that the Kenosha District Attorney has also asked for a federal civil rights investigation into the shooting right now, as the Wisconsin Department of Justice is also investigating the shooting.
What do we know about the condition of Jacob Blake at this point?
So at this point, Blake is paralyzed from the waist down. That's according to his attorney, Ben Crump, as well as his family. He was shot and he has injuries to not only his spinal cord, but his vertebrae. He's had a portion of his colon removed. He was shot in the arm. He has kidney and liver damage as well from the shooting. It's unclear as to whether the paralysis is permanent, although they're thinking it might be at this point.
And what about the demonstrations? They continue, I gather, and the White House has said as many as 2,000 National Guard troops are available for Kenosha. What is the situation with that?
Yeah, right now there are lots of police and National Guard members in Kenosha. There are federal agents already there, and there are more on the way. Governor Evers yesterday agreed to accept President Trump's help when it comes to that. And basically, there's a curfew in place from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. that is expected to remain through Sunday. And protests are continuing. Last night, it's been said that they were quite peaceful. There were no people walking around with guns hoping to protect businesses. And the protesters largely stayed away from the courthouse, which had been the center of a lot of this in previous nights.
That is Latoya Dennis with Milwaukee Public Radio, WUWM. Latoya, thank you.
Thank you.